All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're going to be talking about something that's, well, pretty tricky.
Yeah,
It's emotional neglect in relationships.
it is.
And we've got some really interesting research that breaks down how to spot it,
Right.
what it does to us, and then,
How to fix it?
some strategies for healing and for fixing things up, which is good
Absolutely.
because this is something I think a lot of people don't even realize is happening.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not like you're in some big dramatic blowout fight with someone or there's abuse or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just this slow, kind of almost invisible thing.
Yeah. And it's funny because even though it's kind of invisible, it's like it can be so damaging.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
So
know what I mean?
it's sneaky.
Yeah, you can feel totally alone,
Yeah.
even if you're in a relationship.
Exactly. And what's so interesting about it, too, is that it really plays on that basic need for connection that we all have as human beings.
And when those emotional needs, those core needs, aren't being met
Yeah.
consistently over time, it can actually trigger a stress response in the brain.
Wow.
Yeah. So like literally your brain is going into like fight or flight mode
Oh,
because
wow.
it's not getting what it needs. And over time, that can lead to this thing that the research calls like emotional numbing,
Oh,
which
interesting.
is basically like your brain is trying to protect itself
Oh, okay.
by just shutting down emotions altogether.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not that people experiencing emotional neglect are like, cold or
Or
heartless or something, but
it's not a choice, it's like a
it's almost like a survival
yeah, it's a survival mechanism by
mechanism.
now.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
But this brings up a good point because I think some people might hear this and say, like, well, come on, isn't needing constant validation, isn't that unrealistic?
Yeah, right.
Like, where's the line between, a genuine need and just being needy?
Right, exactly. And I think that's,
It's a good question.
yeah, and this research actually does address that.
It does.
Because emotional neglect, it's not about needing constant praise
No.
or, your partner to agree with you all the time.
Definitely not.
It's about just having this fundamental sense that, you matter,
Yeah.
that your feelings matter,
Yes.
that your emotional world, it matter,
It's value.
yeah, to the person that you're in the relationship with. It's
Exact.
the difference between, your partner saying something like, "I don't understand why you're upset about this,"
Yeah.
versus saying, "Hey, help me understand why this is so upsetting for you."
Exactly. And it's so subtle, right?
Yes.
Because both of those on the surface could seem like the partner's trying to engage,
Right.
but one is dismissing
Right.
and one is validating,
Yeah.
even if they don't fully understand.
Yeah. And it's that validation piece that seems
Yes.
to be really important
It is.
for avoiding emotional neglect. So, for you listening out there, just imagine your partner like constantly changing the subject when you're trying to talk about something that's important to you.
Yeah.
Or they downplay your feelings
Yeah.
and say, "Oh, you're overreacting," or "You're being too sensitive," or
Yeah, you're too much. You're too dramatic.
Or maybe they're just constantly busy, not really present, even when they're, physically there.
Right, they're there, but they're not
They're
there.
there, but they're not there.
Yeah.
And these might seem like small things,
They do.
but over time,
Over
it
time.
can really chip away at your sense of self and
Totally.
at the foundation of your relationship.
And I think what's hard about that is that it is such a gradual process that people don't really realize it's happening. You know what I mean? It's not like this big dramatic of event. It's just this slow.
Yeah, death by a thousand cuts,
Exactly.
And then, I think what's really important for us to talk about is the impact of this, because we're saying it's bad,
Yeah.
but, what does it actually do?
Yeah, well, the research actually goes into this in detail, and it says that you might find yourself withdrawing from your partner or withdrawing from other relationships, feeling emotionally numb, like we were talking about before, that numbing response. It can really impact your self-esteem. You might start to feel inadequate, unworthy of love,
Oh,
like you
yeah.
don't deserve to have your needs met,
Right.
which is so sad because everyone deserves to have their needs met.
Yeah.
And it can also show up as anxiety, difficulty trusting other people,
Oh, wow.
and even depression.
That's heavy stuff.
It is heavy stuff,
And
yeah.
it can come from this like seemingly subtle thing. So
Exactly.
for you listening out there, have you ever felt emotionally numb or withdrawn in a relationship? Maybe this is something that's going on.
Could be, yeah.
And I think, this is tough stuff to talk about.
It is.
But we know emotional neglect is a problem. But what can we do about it?
Right.
What can we do to make things better?
Well, the good news is that the research seems pretty optimistic about the possibility of healing and change.
That is good news.
It is.
Yeah, so where do we start?
Well, like with any problem, the first step is recognizing that there is a pattern. And I think, you know, a lot of times, people who have experienced emotional neglect, especially if it's been going on for a long time, throughout their lives even,
right?
They don't even realize it's happening.
Yeah, it's just normal.
It's just normal to them.
It's their baseline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you, the listener, might be thinking back to your own relationships now, you know, thinking about, do I feel truly seen and heard in my relationship? Do I feel safe expressing my emotions without judgment?
Those are good questions to ask yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you've acknowledged that the neglect is there, you know, if you come to that conclusion, the research really highlights the importance of open communication.
Yeah.
You know, it's about learning to express your needs clearly.
Right.
And set boundaries.
Yeah.
And I know that can be tough, especially if you're not used to advocating for yourself emotionally.
Yeah, it's a skill.
It is. It is a skill.
Yeah.
And it's one that can be learned. Mm. And sometimes, you know, you need a little bit of help with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where couples therapy can be incredibly valuable.
Right.
Because a skilled therapist can help you and your partner uncover those deeper patterns that might be at play.
Right.
Learn healthier communication strategies.
Yeah.
And create that safe space.
Yeah.
Where both partners feel safe to express their needs.
That's key, that safe space.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's one thing to sort of fix a problem after it's happened.
Yeah.
But what about how do we prevent this in the first place?
Right.
You know, and some people might think, oh, well, I got to do all these grand gestures.
Right.
Constantly showering my partner with affection.
Yeah, exactly.
But the research actually suggests that it's not about those big, you know, showy things.
Oh, okay.
It's about the small, everyday acts of emotional presence. It's about really actively listening when your partner's talking.
Right.
Putting down your phone.
Yeah.
Making eye contact.
Yeah.
Truly engaging in those conversations, even if it's just for 5 minutes.
Right.
It's about expressing gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging your partner's efforts.
Yeah.
Making them feel appreciated.
Like a maintenance thing.
It is. It's like a,
rather than waiting for something to like break down.
Exactly. Like a car.
Yeah.
You don't wait until your car breaks down to take it to the mechanic.
Yeah, exactly.
You go in for, you know, regular tune-ups.
Tune-ups, oil changes, all that stuff.
Exactly. And it's the same thing with your relationship. Those emotional check-ins can be really, really powerful.
Yeah, I like that term, emotional check-ins.
Yeah.
So like just setting aside, you know, maybe once a week, some dedicated time to just talk.
Yeah, even just 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, hey, how are you feeling?
Right.
It's going well. What do you need from me?
What can I do better?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what can happen when you just start to have those conversations regularly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, listener, as we kind of wrap things up here on this deep dive on emotional neglect, you know, it's serious stuff.
It is.
But it doesn't have to be a life sentence.
Nope.
Recognizing it is the first step toward healing and building stronger, more fulfilling relationships.
Absolutely.
So if any of this is resonating with you, you know, think about taking that first step, whether it's, you know, doing some more research, talking to your partner, maybe seeking out a therapist.
Those are all great ideas.
Yeah. You deserve to be in a relationship where you feel seen and heard and valued.
Absolutely. And remember, even small changes like practicing active listening, expressing more gratitude, those things can make a huge difference in fostering emotional well-being in your relationship.
So keep those emotional checkups going.
Yes.
And we'll see you in the next deep dive.
See you then.